Hey everyone, this is Friends with Friends podcast, the one we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. And I'm joined by my friend, Vanessa.
Yes. Hey everyone, I'm Vanessa Martinez, the Friends newbie. But this is exciting. It's another Thanksgiving episode.
Oh, this is my favorite Thanksgiving episode, mainly because it's Brad Pitt. Yes, we are on the 179th episode, the one with the rumor, and it premiered, it's season 8, episode 9, and it premiered November 22nd, 2001, with 24 million views. Vanessa, what happened?
So it's season 8 Thanksgiving episode. Brad Pitt guest stars as Will, an old friend from high school, Monica's old friend and Ross's. Ross and Rachel find out who started rumors about them in high school. Joey eats a whole turkey and Chandler and Phoebe pretend to like football.
Okay, let's talk about Brad Pitt joining this episode. This is my favorite Thanksgiving episode. I mean, I like the one with, you know, like the peas and carrots, the one with the truffle and stuff, that one. But I love this one because it's Brad Pitt. And so he guest starred, and he's married to Jennifer Aniston at this time. So he plays Will, who is Monica and Ross's high school friend. And I love his storyline because he does not get along with Rachel because Rachel apparently made his high school life miserable.
Yeah, he was really good in this. My husband was sitting next to on the other side of the couch, kind of on his phone, but then he would hear Brad Pitt and he's like, wow, he's pretty good in this episode.
Yeah.
And he was actually nominated for a Primetime Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Comedy Series for this particular episode.
He deserves so.
It was good. So. He was so angry.
He was angry.
And bitter.
He just went like bitter in the way that like his tone and the way Rachel, part of the Rachel, Queen Rachel. And then he goes, and then makes that little motion. I thought it was so funny. So, I loved that he deserved an Emmy, and I loved that he totally took on this persona of hating Rachel because he was married to Jennifer Aniston at this time, so it was good.
Yeah, and he would always visit Jennifer Aniston at the studio before, like, and after his appearance. But he would never go onto the set because he didn't want to distract the audience. But then also, when they asked him about his appearance and they said why he was on it was to promote his film Spy Game.
Yeah.
So he had a good storyline on this. So he was really good friends with Monica because they were both on the heavier side.
They
both struggled with their weight and they were always made fun of. They were really good friends, and Monica says, oh, I invited my friend over, Will. And Rachel says, who? Like, I don't even remember who this is.
And she totally thought he was somebody else. Did we mess around at so-and-so's party? She totally thought he was
somebody else. Because she thought he was cute when she saw him.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I love the way when he walks in and everybody, the audience just screams and Monica just opens the door and it's like they go crazy. And apparently, so when he flubbed his first line, so he was on the Ad Astra red carpet and he told a reporter that he flubbed his first line. We had to go back. So his first line was, hey, happy Thanksgiving. Monica says, you look great. You must have lost and then he goes 150 pounds. Yeah, I'm going to be one of those Subway sandwich commercials. I think that's the line he flubbed. Subway sandwich commercials, you know? So that was a little memory he shared like not too long ago. So I thought that was so good. But the way that Phoebe also looks at him and Chandler, his response when they meet him, I think it'd be best in my ego if I stay over here. And then Phoebe looks up at the sky and goes, well done. I just thought it was so good.
That was funny. And so we find out that like Monica tells Will that Rachel is coming over and he's like, Rachel. And then you could just see the anger in his eyes. He was so upset that happened. Uh-huh. And as you mentioned, when Rachel comes in, she's kind of like, oh, did we hook up or anything? Like, because she didn't know she knew that was Will, but she didn't remember him.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Ross was also good friends with Will. They were in a club, which we'll talk about later, but they were just talking as Rachel came in and they all didn't realize how much he hated Rachel until that very day.
I know. It was so
funny.
Then,
and it's funny when he was talking to Ross, he goes, typical Rachel Green does whatever she wants in Rachel land.
Yeah, Queen Rachel.
Yeah. And he's an angry man. He just like wants yams because at first he was avoiding carbs, but he was so angry that he needed carbs to distract him from all the anger that he had inside of him.
Oh my
Rachel was there.
I know, Will, you worked so hard. And he just keeps slamming them on his plate.
And yeah.
So good.
And he made this club with he had a club called the Rachel Green Club.
And then he points to Ross, who else was in this club? And he goes,
the co-founder.
And Ross.
Yeah. And Ross was like, at first he was like, well, why are you bringing me into this? Well, the whole thing, he was like, why are you bringing me into this? Like, you didn't have to say that, but he did anyways. So he didn't, yeah, Ross, like, having Will over put Ross on the deep end. Like, it made him look so bad because the Rachel Green club wasn't a good club.
Rachel Green club.
It wasn't a club to admire Rachel. It was a club to talk trash about Rachel. Uh-huh. And so the rumor that the club started was that she had male and female parts, hermaphrodite cheerleader from Long Island. And Rachel had no clue that this was, but even Chandler knew about this rumor that had spread to his school.
Yeah. You're the Monica also knew. From Long Island?
Yeah. Monica also knew, but she never asked Rachel while they were younger. She just kind of like, okay, that's a rumor. I'm not going to bring it up to her kind of thing.
Yeah. Cause so everyone was scared she was going to show her. It was so funny.
Yeah. And then we find out that Rachel started the rumor that Ross made out with a 50-year-old librarian.
But it wasn't a rumor because it was true.
It was true. He says, it was true. He says, how did you know that? Like, he gave himself up. Like, he could have left it as a rumor. But he said, Anita was very gentle and tender. Romancer of the elderly.
Oh my gosh, you're so good. And I just love that they're taking it all the way back to high school for both of these incidences. Cause it's just, what else are you going to talk about? You know? And I just thought it is done so well because Will is from high school. So, you know, they go all the way back to that. And then after that, Will, you know, Ross and Rachel kind of make up and after all, we're having a baby, you know? And so, cause Monica kind of talks sense into them and says, Rachel, even with that rumor, you're one of the most popular girls in high school. And then talks sense into Ross saying, you know, Rachel put you on the map, Ross, because nobody knew about you. So then they, you know, hash it out. And then Ross says, well, we are going to have a baby. And then Will gets up, Brad Pitt, and goes, hold on. You got a pregnant and you're not together? High five. And then standing there waiting for a high five and Ross doesn't do the high five. And then Rachel goes, okay. Or then Phoebe comes over and goes, oh, okay. And then gives him a hug.
Yeah. It's funny.
Just like I imagined.
Yeah. It's funny because the club, you find out at the end, was more of like hate towards Rachel because she didn't give anyone who was cute the time of day.
Yeah.
And they all had a crush on Rachel.
Cute, yeah.
So
it was hilarious. That was funny.
Yeah, and yes. I think the whole episode pretty much revolved about around this, except for another Joey's storyline, which was very minimal.
Yeah, so we'll take a quick break and then we'll talk about Joey and his turkey. Be right back.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
And we're back. So yes, Joey's storyline was very minimal. So in the beginning of the episode, Monica says, tells Rachel that, you know, she's inviting Will over, but also tells Joey that she's not making a turkey. And so Joey's like, you can't have Thanksgiving without a turkey. So then Joey suggests make it and then I'll eat it. And so Joey volunteers to eat the turkey and it's 19 pounds. And I love his response. That was like, that's me when I was born. What? You were a 19 pound baby when you're born? Holy moly.
Yeah.
Normally babies are half that size.
Yes. I was up there as well. I was, I think, over 10 pounds, 11. I don't remember how much I was.
Oh my gosh.
But yes, so I was up there.
Oh my gosh, Vanessa.
Yeah, I was. So it's okay. Excellent. We grow up fine.
Yes.
but yeah, so that's the rumor. And so Monica, or not the rumor. So that's the storyline for Joey. And Monica tries to like, she cooks a turkey just for himself because no one wants a turkey and Chandler eats chicken. He doesn't eat Thanksgiving food. No. So she puts him on the spot like, okay, here's your turkey. Finish your turkey. And she's like, you don't have to finish your turkey because she sees him struggling and she sees him like, oh my God, like I can't do this. But he ends up kind of, he ends up finishing the turkey in the end.
And then he wants more pie. So the end credit scene is him finishing the turkey, and he puts on Phoebe's Thanksgiving pants, you know, maternity pants that Phoebe gave to Rachel earlier in the episode. So then he finishes the turkey, and then he wants more pie at the end. I thought that was funny. So I don't think a human can really finish like a 19-pound turkey in one day, but it was just a little funny anecdote that they did for Joey. So, and that was it. The main thing, Brad Pitt. So I loved it. I love Brad Pitt. He was, and every time I watch this episode, I just laugh at his performance because he's just so good in it. And so, and it's nice that they didn't have them be together. It was just, you know, they were fighting. So it was good.
Yeah, it was really good. I like this episode. Other than that, I think I had a lot of favorite funny moments.
You do.
I think the part where I laughed the most was just when he said "romancer of the elderly," because who really says that?
I know, right? Who really says that? Mine was when Chandler meets Will. He's like, "I shake your hand, but I'm really into the game. Plus, it'd be better for my ego if we didn't stand next to each other." And then, you know, Phoebe looking up and says, "Well done." And then Will, my favorite line from him was when typical, I said, typical Rachel Green, Queen Rachel, does whatever she wants in little Rachel Ann, and he does that movement. You know, I was like, that is great. That is Brad Pitt. That's great. You know, so I thought that was awesome. So those are my favorite moments. I had a few.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, we're not going to see Brad Pitt anymore in the series. This was his only episode, but we truly, truly enjoyed it. So coming up in the next episode, Friends with Friends, Monica buys expensive, unbearable boots, and Joey's sister asks Rachel for pregnancy advice. Subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, if you like us, subscribe on Instagram, Friends with Friends Podcast.
Woohoo! Okay, bye.
Bye.